Hi guys, and welcome to another Coffee with Kim episode. So I haven't actually planned this one properly. I haven't got any notes, but there's something that I really wanted to talk to you guys about, which was overthinking your food choices. Now, the reason why this is such an important topic is I see so many women suffer from overthinking their food choices. And I've certainly been there myself. And one of the challenges with overthinking your food is that, well, the reality is, right? Like, we can't just not eat. So, there are some things that we can eliminate altogether in our lives. For example, you can choose to eliminate alcohol altogether and survive. You can get rid of drugs altogether and survive. There are lots of different things we can get rid of completely that we don't actually have to find balance in. We can have more of this, like, all or nothing mentality. But food, unfortunately, is not one of them. So what I think we all need to find is within ourselves what our own balance looks like in terms of still learning how to nourish yourself confidently and make food part of your life, but not make it all of your life. And I've personally been through kind of both extremes of this. So I've been through phases where food was everything and it was all I could think about. And this is a really common problem and something that I help a lot of women with today. It's really common when we go through our goals section of an initial consult. For one of the goals that they put down is to not be thinking about food 24/7. And maybe you can relate to that. And when we dive deeper and look at the towards goal. So if you've watched some of the, I think it was episode one, I talked to you guys about the importance of setting towards goals. When we talk about what the towards goal is of not thinking about food all the time, how I ask, how I get them to turn that into towards, I say, well, what would you like to be doing instead? And what's really cool is they usually come up with things like, well, okay, if I wasn't thinking about food all the time, then I don't know. I'd probably be thinking about, my next holiday or the goals I want to achieve at work. These are deep down where they want to be spending more of their time and energy. Or if it's mums, they might be saying, I want to be spending like my energy thinking more about when I can next spend time with my kids. So it really is a something that is holding a lot of people back, I believe, from living their best life. And so that's why I thought it was such an important topic to talk about. And for me personally, I'm just going to share with you a bit of my story and these two extremes that I've been in, and then this kind of tools and strategies I'm using today to help myself find that balance between not letting food take up all this time in my mind versus ignoring it completely, because neither one of those are usually what we want deep down. So let's look at what happens when we focus 100% of our energy on food and some of the warning signs and kind of like how I'm like what I choose to do now to not fall into that trap. So back when food was like 24/7 on my mind, I was making a number of different mistakes. So one of the big mistakes I was making was I was trying to stick to numbers. And I've talked in, I think episode two, it was about the issues with the calorie equation. And this was something that created so much overthinking because I was not just looking at food from a is this a carb, a fat, a protein perspective? I was trying to do mental calculations in my head to try and fit certain numbers. So food became a big part of my life because it was this constant, plus, minus, subtract, like prediction, like trying to like predict how many calories or macros I was going to have each day at like down to like the gram. And that was absolutely exhausting. And I've also figured out that it's really not necessary. Now, I just want to say here, just want to interject that if you're somebody who loves numbers and the idea of hitting like specific calorie and macro targets, if that is something that you want to do for fun as a hobby and out of choice, that there's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm speaking to is those of you who feel that you're doing that because you have to say lose weight or to be healthy, I want to let you know that you can be perfectly healthy without your life evolving around numbers. So my life got so much more simpler when I chose to ditch this specific calorie macro counting each day and move more towards a balanced whole food approach, where I was mainly focusing on nutrition quality combined with intuitive eating, listening to my body, and creating my own version of balance with my life. So for example, allowing for things like fish and chips on the beach with the family without thinking, oh, and what does this mean for the next meal, and what does this mean for tomorrow? So that would be my first thing, is if you feel like you're overthinking food a lot and it's really stressing you out, and after listening to this, you've realized that part of this is because you're trying to stick so strictly to numbers. And that could be, it could be a calorie counting app. It could even be trying to stick to certain percentages. Just anything to do with numbers can be really, really stressful. And it's not actually that necessary. So that was one thing I was doing that, yeah, just was just absolutely exhausting. And then on the flip side, so where you can not think about food at all is where, say, all your time and energy is directed at other areas of your life. And that's nothing to be, you know, to beat yourself up about. It's more just something to be aware of. So where have fallen into this trap in the past, and to be honest, I'm actually still working on getting this balance back even today, is one of my biggest focuses right now is on like my business and my career. And it's also been in the last couple of years putting my energy into building a relationship. So I came out of a 8-year relationship, and then I met Corey, and he's actually 5 years younger than me. And it's quite funny though, we've got the exact same birthday, 27th of August. And, you know, new relationships can be like bloody running another business in itself. And I've found that the combination of being in a new relationship and then throwing myself into this business because I've got such a huge vision for it, at times food just has been the last thing on my mind. And in some ways it's been really nice because I can remember back to when food was everything, and that wasn't a really nice place to be, as I've just talked about with all the numbers and the tracking. Ugh. So in some ways it's been really nice not thinking about it. But the downside is that I've also noticed I've fallen into the trap of feeling a bit undernourished. You know, letting myself get too hungry and then choosing things that I know aren't that great for my body, or going a little bit too long without cooking a meal that I really, really enjoy, you know, getting a little bit lazy in the kitchen, not enjoying my meals as much. One of the core pillars I teach is to try and adopt a way of eating that is around food that you actually enjoy. And you know, I really missed that, and it's been something that I've had to slowly get the balance back, is this focusing your attention on what I believe are the more important things in your life, like your career and your relationships, building strong relationships. These are so important for your mental health, and I think they're challenging, but God, they're good for your personal growth. So these are really important things, right? And I think it's great that I've focused on these, but I also have noticed where I've let food come off the priority a little bit too much as well. So I've gotten so much better, and I can confidently say I'm feeling so much healthier and stronger in my body since prioritizing food a little bit more, getting in three proper good meals a day that are mostly whole food, mostly ingredients that my body recognizes so it can function the best that it can. And yeah, I felt so much better for that. And even in terms of cooking, just going back through my recipes, which are available on my website. So if you need some recipe inspiration, if you're really busy at the moment and you're tired and you're exhausted and you just nothing left in the tank to think, jump on my website. I've got recipes on there. Think about what foods actually make you feel good and what foods you enjoy. This can really, really help. And I'm loving my calamari salad right now. That is just like my absolute go-to. And so when we talk about trying to find the balance, I think into the balance between not letting food take over your life, but still having food and allowing food to be something that you enjoy on a day-to-day basis. You've kind of got these two parts, right? And I guess how I'm coping with it right now is I'm keeping my nutrition really simple. So there's definitely no tracking going on. So even when I go back to focusing on my nutrition, I don't go back to apps. I never go back to apps. I am done with numbers forever. And like I say, unless you love the numbers, I want to drill this into you that you don't have to get apps to be healthy to track your food. So I'm not using apps, but I figured out a couple of like go-to recipes, and that really helps me when I'm focusing on other stuff because I can create like a habit out of it. So at the moment, I've found a breakfast that I love, and that's just what I have basically every morning. Now I understand some of you need a bit more variety. There'll be different people listening here. Some of you will be just like me, and for example, breakfast it could be the same thing every day, and if you love it, it's fine. I know a lot of people aren't like that and they need a few recipes up their belt, but that's okay. So what I'd suggest is find one, two, or three just go-to recipes that you can really enjoy and stick to. If you've got other things in your life that you really want to focus on and you don't want food to be your only focus, find what those recipes are and enjoy them and stick to them. Like you can just create like a habit out of it. Habits are great. I'll talk more about habits in these chats, but what makes our life a lot easier is if we can make what I call automations in your life where you wake up and you kind of know what you're going to be having and what you're going to be doing. So that's one thing I've been doing, just sticking to a typical breakfast. My favorite breakfast at the moment is granola with coconut yogurt, and banana is my fruit of choice. I was really into blueberries for a long time, but now I love my banana. It just keeps me a little bit more full throughout the morning, and I've also felt much better since adding in a serving of protein powder on the side. So I let myself get a little bit protein deficient at one point, and I think that was just a bit of laziness. And now I'm making sure that I have that full protein serving breakfast, and that feels way better. So that's my typical lunch. I'm really, really lucky to work from home. Now, if you are also somebody who works from home and you like eggs, eggs have been my absolute lifesaver. So eggs with kale, and I usually get some fats with it, like avocado. I bought some halloumi the other day, and that was really great. And my current carb like side is actually beetroot. I know that sounds weird, but don't knock it till you try it. So anyway, I'm managing to get in a good lunch each day, and it's something that I genuinely enjoy and feel good after. But I've removed the pressure to track it and to restrict myself if I'm hungry. So instead of, like I say, sticking to numbers to keep things simple, you can just ask yourself. You can go internally before your meals and have a think. What do I need? Hey, body, what do you need today? How hungry am I? What am I craving? So, there may be some days that I might add some extra salmon or something to a lunch, or I might choose to add a couple of pieces of toast on the side, depending on what my body's asking for. So it's kind of like you have your go-to meals, but then you also give yourself that flexibility to adjust them intuitively. And I think that's really nice because then you don't have to overthink, is this right or wrong? Like when you learn to trust your body, it actually makes life a lot more simple. I remember there was a time where every meal I would then be thinking, but how is this going to affect dinner? Or I'm really, really hungry, but if I have too much of this, does that mean I'll be able to have, carbs at dinner? I used to just overthink. And I know so many women do this. They try and like control their whole day. This is another key strategy that I'd recommend using is giving yourself permission to trust your body. And what I mean by trust your body is when you have, say, when it comes up to lunchtime, if you're really hungry and you think you need more, I want you to just tell yourself, hey, look, if I do end up having a bit more calories than I really needed for this meal, it's trusting that all that will happen when you get to dinner is you just won't be that as hungry. Or if you're somebody who has afternoon snacks, all that will happen if you have a bit more at lunch is you might just not be as hungry in the afternoon. And being able to trust that, I think, can really remove some of the pressure that we put on ourselves to get every meal perfect. I mean, what do you think? Imagine if you could just trust after each meal that whatever happens, whatever your body tells you over the next 4 to 5 hours, it's gonna be okay. So that would be my other key tool, other side from ditching the calories is learning to trust your body a little bit more instead of trying to control everything. Okay, so I'm gonna finish it there. Like I say, I didn't overplan this talk. I just wanted to jump on here and speak what's been on my mind. So I hope that you enjoyed that. And yes, I shared a bit of more about my personal life, but hey, I think we're in a time at the moment with COVID where people are looking for more connection. And I said this in my last, I think it was in my last Coffee with Kim chat, how my motivation behind these talks is to kind of be what I wish I had when I was struggling with food. And, I wish I had somebody to tell me that, this is okay, and you don't have to track your food all the time, and but also somebody who really kind of understood me, because I also feel that at the moment some people are getting a little bit confused in terms of the whole non-diet space, where on one hand, we're saying, just don't overthink food, don't think about food, almost to the extreme, like don't think about food at all. And if you're somebody who isn't that fussed about your health, maybe health isn't that strong of a value, then that can actually work. Some people genuinely just aren't that interested in like whole foods and nourishing themselves. Like that's just not really up their alley. But I guess the sort of people that I'm hoping to connect with is those of you who you actually do really value your health and you want to nourish yourself. Maybe you're kind of more of like that perfectionist type personality, or you're just somebody who wants to be the best version of yourself, and you know that nutrition, like healthy eating, nourishing your body, you know that that is an important part of you becoming the best version of yourself, because you know that it gives you energy and it makes you feel really, really good. So for those of you where health and food is actually a strong value, I want to support you guys to keep that as a value, but not at the cost of your mental health. Okay, that's my ending statement. And please let me know in the comments below if you're finding this helpful. I would love, love to hear your feedback. And I also welcome any topic requests as well. So in the comments below, I can see that, I can reply to that. I don't know if you get a notification But I certainly get notified when you make a comment on one of these talks below. So pop your name down there, then I can say hi. And yeah, if you want me to get in touch with you like directly, you could even pop your Instagram handle down there and then I can connect with you there. But yeah, lots of ways we can connect. Thank you so much for those of you who have listened to this, and I will see you next episode.